Well, here in this country, an Associated Press investigation released today finds that in drought-stricken California, thousands of companies, farms, and cities are able to use free water with very little oversight. These entities have a special status dating back to historic water claims made after the gold rush and before the government regulated water usage more closely. Garance Burke of the Associated Press co-reported the story. She's with us from KQED in San Francisco, part of the Here and Now Contributors Network. Garance, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, you and your fellow reporter Jason Dearen got tipped off to this story when he heard a state official in a conference call say that everyone in the state had to conserve water except for senior water rights holders. What are they?
We were surprised to learn that there's this relatively small group of nearly 4,000 corporations, farms, and individuals who have rights to water that date back to the gold rush times. And those rights let them keep on using water basically at the levels they always have, even when everybody else is cutting back in a drought.
Give us some examples of who gets into that category of senior water rights holders.
So interestingly enough, one of the senior water rights holders is the city of San Francisco. In 1902, the then mayor trudged up to the Sierra Nevadas and tacked a note on an oak tree and said, "This water's for San Francisco." So ever since then, the Tuolumne River has been basically flowing to San Franciscans' taps for free because the mayor had the foresight to claim it back in 1902.
Which means that during this drought, as people are being asked to cut back and the state has control over the water that it sells to customers, San Francisco has no restrictions on what it can do.
That's right. City officials are saying, you know, please, citizens, do your best to conserve. But really, the city is in a very fortunate position. Another example of an entity with a senior water right is the Hearst Corporation. So people have probably heard of Hearst Castle on the Central California coast. But there's another Hearst Castle way up in the northern reaches of the state along the McLeod River. And the Hearst family claimed that river water back in the 1920s. And today the corporation still holds those rights. So they can provide water for their fountains and the grounds at this sort of rustic estate, you know, on the upper McLeod River.
Pacific Gas and Electric Company, the utility, is also a senior water rights holder.
That's absolutely right. Yeah, PG&E uses a lot of the water it has a right to generate hydroelectric power for a profit, which they then sell to customers across the state. So they make a profit on the use of that water. But to be fair, they do return it back to the river after running it through the dam, so folks downstream can still use it.
So what is the effect of this? How much water are these senior water rights holders using?
24 of the rights holders who the state told us were at the top of their list reported using more than twice the volume of water that California's vast system of state and federal dams and aqueducts normally ships to cities and farms in an average year. So that's a lot of water. That's twice the amount of water that, you know, these huge pieces of infrastructure normally ship to folks around the state every year.
Well, and we know that agriculture is responsible for the majority of water use in California.
Yeah, and I think that that's one of the reasons why this matters so much. You know, so much of the country's food comes from California and is grown here. And so farmers in the Central Valley, you know, throughout the state are facing these really difficult situations of having to triage which crops they're going to keep alive. But yet, there's this other pocket of farmers who are managing to keep all of their crops growing because they have this age-old right to water dating back more than a century.
You saw a really clear example of how this system creates an unequal playing field in the Central Valley among rice growers. Tell us about what you found.
I ended up traveling to California's rice country, where you will literally see fields that are bone dry, you know, where farmers are letting them turn to dust this year because they simply don't have enough water. And right next door, there'll be a rice field that is flooded with water and ready to be planted because those farmers have an advantage, basically, from these century-old rights.
Well, is there a move to change the system?
You know, the State Water Resources Control Board, after reading the AP story, acknowledged that they really should get a better handle on water use. And what they'd like to see is just more information about the amount of water that these big users take up. There have been attempts to reform the system over time. But what the state told us is that these powerful water rights holders have successfully defeated both legal and legislative efforts to strengthen the state's oversight.
But I assume you found people who think that this is all wrong. It needs to be changed.
Oh, certainly. And I think that that's a debate that will be ongoing in California, particularly as we are experiencing more cycles of longer dry periods and hotter summers impacted in part by climate change. I think this will be a conversation that Californians are having for a while to come now about whether it's fair.
How does the system compare to what happens in other states?
Other Western states where settlers rushed, you know, in the 1800s had similar systems initially, but then they put something into place that was a little bit more restrictive. So Colorado, for instance, has local offices where state officials will monitor how much water is being used on the ground. So California is really unique in still having this gold rush era system in place. There have been some modifications over time, but California, the largest state in the nation, still has one of the oldest water rights systems.
Garance Burke of the Associated Press, she co-reported this story, which we've got a link to at our website, hereandnow.org. Garance, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And this is Here and Now.